Early on Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and some other women went to the grave where the body of Jesus had been laid. Finding that the huge stone that sealed the tomb had been rolled away from the entrance, they went in and saw that the body was no longer there. Warned by angelic messengers that Jesus had risen from the dead, they started back, afraid yet filled with joy, to announce the wonderful news to the disciples, who were weeping and mourning behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. Mary Magdalene at once ran to Simon Peter and John, the beloved disciple, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." The two disciples left at once to go and see for themselves. They both ran as fast as they could, but John outran Peter and reached the tomb first. Bending over, he looked in and saw the linen cloths lying there where the body of Jesus had been laid, but he did not go in. Then Peter came and went into the tomb. He saw the burial clothes on the ground and the cloth that had been around the Lord's head. It was not lying with the other linen, but was folded up by itself, separate from the others. Then John, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw the burial clothes lying undisturbed, and then he believed. Having seen for themselves that the tomb was empty, the two men went back to their homes. But Mary Magdalene stayed outside near the grave, weeping. As she stood there, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and the other at the feet. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." As she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was the Lord. "Woman," he said, "why do you weep? Who are you looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, Mary answered, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." Then she recognized the Lord and cried out, "Rabboni," which means Master. She was the first person to see Christ after his resurrection. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." In this way, the Lord made it clear to this loving and faithful follower that in future the relationship of the disciples with their Master would no longer be earthly but spiritual. Mary, perhaps in an act of adoration, had wanted to hold on to him by clinging to his feet. So she went to the disciples and said, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them everything he had said to her. Meanwhile, the other women who had gone to the tomb where the body of Jesus had been laid and had been told by angels that he had risen from the dead were on their way back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples what they had seen and heard. As they hurried along, Jesus himself met them and said, "Peace be with you." On seeing him, they drew near, fell to the ground to take hold of his feet and worshipped him. Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid, but go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." So the women hurried back to Jerusalem and told all these things to the 11 apostles and to all the others. But the disciples still could not believe that the Lord was indeed alive and thought that the women were talking nonsense. However, Peter, who had gone to the tomb with John and had seen the grave clothes lying on the ground, but had seen nothing else, went back home, wondering to himself what had happened. Next episode, Jesus appears on the road to Emmaus.